The old adage that every vote counts was especially true in Oregon this year. A tie in the Independent Party primary for a suburban Portland seat in the Oregon House was broken Friday with a roll of the dice. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
There were no candidates on the ballot for the Independent Party's nomination in House District 30, but an equal number of voters wrote in the names of the Republican and Democratic candidates. That would be Dan Mason and Janine Salmon. State law requires ties to be broken by lot. In this case, each candidate rolled a die. The person who rolled the higher number would be the winner. State Elections Director Jim Williams announced the results.
Salmon has rolled a 3. Mr. Mason rolled the 6. Which is the highest number. Mr. Mason, congratulations.
Thank you.
The victory means Mason will appear on the November ballot as both the Republican and Independent Party candidate. Despite losing the dice showdown, Salmon will still be listed as a Democrat. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.